Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm your host, Dr. Carmen Hara, and I'm live every Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Home Time Radio. And tonight, because last week the show was so popular, I decided to do another episode, a personalized prediction just for you. Now, a carefully made prediction can shift your perception entirely. It endows you with knowledge, hope, strength, and motivation. Now, do you want clarity about a very important situation in your life right now, or you want an answer to a certain problem? I want you to dial in with all your life questions, 202-570-7057, because tonight is the time, you know, to talk about you and to talk and get answers for yourself. As I said, now last week, the show was so popular, so I said, let me do a repeat. And I know that nowadays we also worried about what's going to happen in the world. And, you know, we're going through a lot of turmoil and we can see, we can't seem to contain it. Now, the chaos is spilling into different areas of life, from public health to politics. We all see what's going on with this COVID pandemic, something we haven't seen in 100 years in terms of the health pandemic. And we see what's going on with the upcoming elections. What I want you to know is that despite certain things that may seem right now so scary, there is a reason for everything that is happening. And you know very well that everything happens because there is a reason. There's a reason for everything. I know the pandemic is not only affecting individual people, and unfortunately a lot of people are dying because of this, but it's affecting the very foundation of our systems. The government and the major financial institution have been impacted and are impacted by the coronavirus. And the president and the people around him got the virus. That's because this people in position of power, the institution, you know, they are not really, working the way they should. And that's why people are so demoralized. So, and they need to change. You know, what we create on earth is man-made, and man-made is temporary. Only divine is eternal. And sometimes, you know, a system needs to crumble in order to be rebuilt into better, fairer systems for the people. Now, we the people, you know, right now, we see the injustices that are happening. And you might probably think it can be possible, you know, that this unfair system will go away. And you might think that we got trapped in this system. But I completely disagree. I think something major will happen. In my vision, a revolution is coming in the way we do things, in the way we see things. Imagine for a second, close your eyes and imagine having no credit card debts, you know, having probably no mortgage to pay, having no debts. Is that possible, you know? But as a result of everything that's going on with the upcoming election, with everything that's so confusing and controversial, no one knows exactly left from wrong, you know? And no one knows exactly what's gonna happen. But something major is about, we all feel it, something is supposed to happen. And talking about presidency, I personally see Biden winning, and I also see Kamala in power in the future. In fact, I think we are not far from the fall of the presidency as we know it, and a major change in our government. I mean, imagine for a second not having queens and kings and presidents anymore, and having different systems of leadership. If we go back in time, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, we didn't have presidents. Our institution, I think, will be redefined as chaos, you know, takes place. Big companies will suffer from this reform, and some large banks, I don't think, will survive the crash of the system. We don't see the crash yet. We think we'll be able to control everything. But in the next 2, 3, 5 years, everything we are talking now will start to become obvious. For some reason, I think people will be able to keep their homes, and in spite of not paying their mortgages. I feel the human spirit, you know, is having this desperate need, you know, to raise consciousness. We long for equal rights. That's why we saw all this marching in the street. We are desperate for justice. We want to free our soul from injustices. But we feel deep inside that something is coming to an end. And it's interesting, the dark era is coming to an end. A year has 365 days and four seasons. The sun has 26,000 years and four seasons. The seasons of the sun are called yugas. And a season of the sun is around 6,000 years. Now, one season of the sun called the Kali Yuga, which is called the dark era, the dark yugas, the winter, in which we stay in the darkness, is coming to an end in the next 13 years, according to all the calculation. So the Maya calendar talks of 2012, but in fact, it's 2033. And what's happening from here on, we're entering the golden era. In other words, the 6,000 years of the light coming back. And when the dark is coming, the darkness is ending and the light is coming back, the human race is finally maturing. I think until now we've been like exactly like teenagers going through turbulent years of confusion and unrest. And now we're reaching slowly, you know, a peak in our growth and finally, you know, wanting to move towards evolution. And we would love, you know what I mean, to discover a superior level of experience and discover this incredible complexity called the human race. The real world as it exists now may kind of disappear in a way because the era of the darkness is going away. And the very moment humanity comes to understand the truth about its spiritual nature, life on Earth will change completely. So we kind of stand on the edge of an incredible transformation during which we'll acknowledge the reality of who we are and emerge into this light of knowledge. Now, this seems totally impossible right now. The way we perceive right now is what's happening in the world. This might seem completely opposite from what you experience. But be prepared to let go of everything you think you've known in order to live a new life. Be ready for the most extraordinary adventure to rediscover truth beyond what the human mind could ever imagine. Leave behind your misconception, open your heart and mind, and reprogram all of your concepts in order to create a better future. And I'm going to take your calls because I know there's so many of you calling me tonight. And I'm going to talk to Helena, to Koi, to Denise from Las Vegas, Jane from Canada, Andrea from Chicago. There are so many of you online waiting to talk to me. And just hold on the line. Please be a little bit patient with me and I'll talk to all of you. But before we go to the calls, because there's so much I have to tell you, I feel like I can speak for hours. This is one of those topics that is so powerful, you know, is so intriguing, and is so mesmerizing by the power that is contained within you know, the future of the world that's about to happen. That's why I'm so excited anytime I have the opportunity to talk about how I see the world that's ahead of us and how amazing this change will be for us. But before I go there and before I take your calls, I would love to introduce to you my new online course called The Love School. And I will ask you, are you in a complicated relationship? And are you struggling to find a partner who has truly good intention? Or maybe you've been with someone for a while and you just don't know whether to rekindle the romance and the excitement or just let it go. If you experience problem in love or have questions about relationship, this is definitely a course for you. Now, the Love School, the seminar, is for people who want to get the love they deserve, whether it's feeling more love from the current partner or a new love from a new person. Now, my course is coming soon. The course is about ready. I'm ready to download the course. I'm ready to make it available for you. But all you need to do is get ready to sign up for seats before they sell out. And to register, visit my website. Go to carmenhara.com, CarmenHara.com, and sign up for my mailing list. In a few days, you know, you'll receive an email with a special link to reserve your seat. And I want to tell you, I cannot wait to see you at the Love School. And I promise you, there will be so much more that you will learn from this course. You know, I put together so many ideas and so much information for you guys to understand where you are, what you need to do, how you can reshape your life and especially your love life, because nothing in life hurts as much as love. And no emotion is as powerful as the emotion of love. But unfortunately, we are dominated by all kinds of negative emotions, you know. And so if there's a school that we should go to, I think it's the school of love. Well, you don't learn biology. You don't learn geometrics. You don't learn, geographic. You just learn the truth. You learn about your feelings. You learn who you are. You learn how to relate. You know how to understand. You learn compatibility. You learn compromise. You learn types of relationship and so on and so forth. There's so much you can learn at the School of Love. Now, coming back to my topic today, and then I'm going to go to Helena in New York. I want to tell you that prediction can give birth to a dream and open the door to new possibilities. So people are often surprised when I am always giving them a vision of something, or I help them anticipate something down the road, because fate takes unexpected turns. And, you know, for you, sometimes it's very hard to imagine, you know, how your life can shape up in a totally different direction than the way you can see it. But, you know, an intuitive sees the possible outcome. And you also have the free will to bring something different in the equation and make things completely different. But however, if you're willing to glimpse into what could be, your mind may open to a future that is bigger and brighter. You know, I want you to dare to dream for yourself. Through history, there have been so many prophecies about the doomsday, about the apocalypse, about negative forecasts, you know, that are just reflection of our fears. But I want us to project something good for the future. I want us to see the world in bright colors. Because I believe that some negative predictions should simply serve as a catalyst to alter what we're doing today. We always have the ability to correct our past. I used to say prediction are for prevention. We only have the ability to correct our path. We must remember that this world was originally paradise and that was created for us to enjoy. So we need to stop imagining all the horrors that we might create and instead begin projecting the brighter, the brilliant future that we will create. Me, I see a lot of positive events happening. in the lives of individuals. And I feel strongly that humanity is going to come out of this turbulent time and having learned great lessons. And I also believe that we're going to enter an era of peace and higher consciousness, because you can never be forever in the dark. You can never stay in this chaos forever. And chaos leads to progress, leads to awakening. And that's what this is all about. We wake up. We are waking up, and we will express this desire for change and for a better life on Earth. And I know for sure that our future will be brighter, and I want you to believe that. Whatever you believe, you become. Whatever you think, you become. Whatever you imagine, you manifest. So think for a second how powerful it is to envision a beautiful life for yourself and for the world. So let me go straight to the calls, and I'm going to talk to Helena from New York. Hi, my Helena. Hi, my dear friend.
Good to hear you.
Good to hear you too. What's going up with you, my love?
Oh,
how's everything?
Well, like many people.
Well, you have to know. Sorry.
Well, things are have potential or possibility, but it's hard.
Well, let's turn possibilities into realities, and you're such a brilliant lady that you can make anything possible. You're such an inspiration. And I am very convinced that this year, in spite of everything that's been going on, ends up by being at the very end of the year, you know, during November, December, bringing you some recognition, bringing you either a signed contract, an opportunity, a big door opening. And I want you to imagine that big, bright, wide door in front of you and just step through that door and don't be afraid, because there are extraordinary things ahead of you, and you deserve them. They are yours. Just embrace them and allow them. We have to, sometimes we block ourselves, and I feel like you subconsciously have been blocking you a little bit without even realizing. I don't know if you agree. The blockage comes from previous experiences. The blockage comes out of fear. A blockage can exist because you don't trust yourself enough, you don't trust your potential, you don't believe in you enough, so you cannot see it. When you cannot see it, it's not going to happen. So I want you to see it. I want
you
to envision.
Ideas that I'm working on, you know, I do have.
Good. You always have ideas. You're such a brilliant person, and you always have ideas. So I want those ideas to believe in them, to push them, to do everything in your power to make them become reality. And turn into a beautiful project, because that's exactly what's going to happen. Do you have a specific question for me? I have a name in my head that starts with an L. Lawrence, an L name for somebody that involves that will involve you in a project. And there's actually two people, and one is a woman, and I feel like she's the one with the L, and she's a lighter hair, straight hair, light hair, blondish kind of hair woman, and she's in her late 40s, something like this. And this is the woman who I think you either partner with, or she promotes one of your ideas to a person. And this is where the male figure comes in, and this is somebody who you might end up signing a deal, a contract, an agreement with. But it's interesting, I see an L and an S, so I have two initials in my mind that I think have something to do with your project that's about to happen. So please let me keep me posted on this one. I think something like this might happen to the end of November. So call me back on the show like you always do, and let me know if you're able to demystify the power of my words, and if they did translate into your reality somehow, because I think they will.
Okay,
my Helena.
What came up for you?
So this is what came up. There's a big project ahead of you. By the spring, there's a new beginning in your love life. And thank you so much, Helena. I'm going to take a break. And I'm going to go now to, I love you, to Denise in Vegas, Jane from Canada, and also Koi from New York. You next, actually. So hold on the line, guys.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
And I'm back on Om Times Radio with my favorite topic, predictions for the future of our world and personalized predictions. So you guys, I'm so grateful that you're holding on the line, and I'm going to go to my next caller to call from New York. Hi, my dear.
Hi, okay. How are you?
I'm okay. You, my love?
I am well. Thank you for asking, beautiful
lady.
Of
course.
As usual.
Of course.
Last week we got to speak for about less than 5 minutes because it was towards the end. And so I called back to get more clarity, please. I have on a question.
I cannot hear you very well. I don't know why.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, now it's a little bit better. So just make sure that you speak. Yes, now it's a little bit better. Yes.
Oh.
So can you repeat? Yes.
Yes, I wanted to get more clarity on the question of my friendship, a long friendship that I've had that seemed to have changed in the past few months, and his name is Michael.
Okay. When I think of Michael, I see somebody who's an introvert. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
It's somebody who holds a lot of feelings inside, and he has a hard time to express himself. That doesn't mean he's not capable of deep and extraordinary, profound, and strong feelings. In order to reach to him in a deeper way, you have to try to communicate more, like engage him in conversations. He's not that he doesn't want. He probably doesn't know how to communicate. A lot of people have this problem. Communication can be and by the way, I want you to be part of my course, because my course, The Love School, teaches people how communication is significant and how to communicate with somebody like this. So I think I should, if I were you, I'll sign up to this course. If you want, go to my, or just send me an email with your email address and I can sign you up. And then I send you the link to the course, and you click on the link, and you're going to be part of the course, and you'll be able to listen to this course as many times. And I absolutely believe that you're going to learn a lot about the relationship that you have with him. Now, is this relationship going on for a while, like a number of years?
We've been friends for 14 years.
Yeah, that's a long time. So it is something that goes on. So the feeling that I have that there is a connection, it also very much may be a karmic one. Like karmic meaning, usually when people's connection survives the test of time, you know, and they keep on being in touch for many, many years, there's something very deep there. There is usually a karmic connection. So I feel like between you and him, there is that bond that you cannot just dismiss. And it will continue. And even if you want to cut the cord and let him go, for some reason, he keeps on coming back. Did this happen to you?
Maybe once, but right. We've been, you know, like professional, we worked in the same business, and we were all, it was always this mutual respect and admiration.
Isn't this more than respect and love? Is it this more
well, it
than?
Started,
I feel it's more than
yeah.
that, yes.
It started that way, but now in the past few months, it's changing. You know, more than, and I feel like the reason why it's changed is because he was married when we've been friends all that time, but then he's been divorced for a little while, and so I think now, you know, it's starting to change, and he's now he's just retired. So he's
I feel like I have a very strong feeling. I hate to interrupt you that. He actually would love to be with somebody again. This is the kind of a guy who likes to be married. You know, he wants to be with somebody. He doesn't want to be alone. He hates being alone.
I can definitely confirm that. I could tell that.
Right.
Yeah.
And he wants to feel with some. He's in a comfort zone with you. He feels comfortable with you. He knows you for such a long time. And he has been developing feelings for you, you know, that go beyond the appreciation, the working together. Those are feelings of connection, attraction, chemistry, all those feelings that he has for you. Now, he needs a little bit of a help, you know, in opening up to you. And sometimes men can be so difficult. Some other men can jump, you know, to having a physical relationship with a woman, and then they just disappear. God knows, this is a guy who you need a little bit of time, but you're getting somewhere with him. But you have to be the one doing more the heavy work in helping him to come closer and open up and acknowledge the need that he has of you and the connection that he feels for you. I see you sitting at a table somewhere in a small place. As much as this pandemic keeps on going on, I still see you going somewhere together, and that will be the breaking point in which this man will open up and start to talk about the way he feels about you, and that will be really the turning point of the relationship you have with him. So it will move in the right direction. It's just a matter of being very patient. You know, patience is key in this case.
Okay, patience on my end.
On your end, yeah, because you are the driving force helping him. He's being so, probably in a way he's hurt, but want to open up.
I think.
Yeah, he wants to open up. You know, that's what I'm talking about. The man wants to open up, and you the driving force helping him to open up to you. So. Call me and keep me updated of the progress that you guys are making here, because I really, really strongly believe that this will happen to you. It's just a matter of time. You know, we used to say that it happens in God's time. You know, sometimes it doesn't happen where we want it to happen, or probably the way we want it to happen, but it does happen. So today I'm just wanting to make you convinced and confident that this is not a waste of your time. This is something that will come to a positive resolution if you have that patience and the wisdom to work on it, to constantly work on it, even if you see setbacks or even if you see him not responding the way you want. It's because of his pain, it's because he's been hurt, it's because of his past. But he will open up. It will all work out very well in your favor.
Oh, thank you so very much.
Okay, my lovely. Okay.
Thank you.
Call anytime. This is the place to call anytime you have a question.
Yes, I love you, my dear. It's the place to call. Thank you so much.
Be part of my seminar I really believe that you will benefit from it. I love you,
thank
my
you.
Dear.
I love you, sweetheart. I'm going to look now.
Okay. I'm going to go to Denise from Las Vegas. Hi, Denise.
Hi, Carmen. Can you hear me okay? I'm on my speakerphone.
Denise? Yeah.
Carmen, can you hear me?
Not very well.
Can you hear me now?
It's better now, yes.
Yeah, I was on speakerphone before. Hi, Carmen. It's been about 2 years or so since I spoke with you last.
Yes.
Yeah, I do have a specific question, but
Ask me. Please ask specific questions because you get a specific answer. So feel free to ask me, yes.
Just in case you were feeling something, I didn't want to interrupt you.
If there's something else that comes, I will. But so far, ask me that. So we're going to start with the question. Yes.
All right. And I'll sum this up in about 1 minute. I'll be quick. About 2 years ago, I called in and I spoke with you about getting an apartment in downtown Los Angeles. And you said it would be very good for me because it would give me the security and stability I needed. I got the apartment, and it was a gift from God, Carmen. It was a tax credit apartment. My friend had it first.
Oh, my God, that's beautiful.
Well, I don't have it anymore. And it was under $1,000 for a $2,500 luxury loft. Anyway, I got accepted onto the lease, and I had the apartment, and I started paying for it for 2 years. I wasn't able to be there for 1 year because I had to take care of my mom in Las Vegas. But I did get there a year ago, and you had told me that my friend that was sharing the apartment with me was going to be moving, and it seemed crazy at the time, but she did move. And so I got there about a year ago, and she had come back from Colorado to pick up, and she started moving everything out, and I became emotional. This is not a love thing, it's a friend thing. And and I became emotional, and then I wasn't sure about downtown because I had just gotten there, and it was new, and there were some unsavory characters roaming around, and the neighborhood was loud and noisy, so I wasn't sure. And in any case, she left, and it was beautifully furnished. I had everything there, and I missed the deadline for my recertification for the paperwork. And it was totally my fault. It was my fault because I could have done it, but I didn't get my paperwork, my banking things in order, and I just didn't get it done in time. And I could have done it in January because it was due in December, and I tried to get it done. And
don't feel this is lost. I feel that something still can be done. Does this make any sense to you?
Yes, it does. And that was going to be my question, And when I was going to get my paperwork, I fell down the stairs in the parking lot, and I broke my foot and ankle in two places. So in any case, they reviewed it and they denied me, so I had to move. So I moved, and I've been beating myself up for months because I'm presently at my mom's house again. I mean, it's okay. Right. I have my own private place, but I can't live here. I can't be creative. I mean, I was starting to really let loose in the loft, And now my question is, I don't know, for the first time in my life, I don't know where to go, what to do. I don't know where I even belong anymore. I know I despise Las Vegas. I do not like this place. And, I just wonder if you see anything coming up to me, because I want to go back, and I was going to talk to them again. I don't even know if I belong there anymore.
No, you do. You do. And I see, I don't know if you get the same apartment or a different one in the same situation.
Huh.
But you're going to get that back. I don't know if it's quite the same place or it's a totally similar one. You know what I mean? Around there, I see you go. In other words, I see you going back where you were actually supposed to be.
You
understand what I mean? You were supposed to be there. I want you to knock at that door because there is a man who's actually darker complexion, tall, with a big forehead. I have an image of somebody in my head who seems to be willing to work with you, willing to help you. You know, in life you need somebody to be willing to help.
Right.
And I find that you come up with some documents, some paperwork this time that will touch this person's heart or will make this person want to help you,
Really? Wow.
I believe this will happen because you were meant to be there. So the universe is giving you back something that by mistake was taken away from you,
Well, it was my own mistake. I mean, it was my own fault.
Yeah, by mistake.
I've lost my own blessing.
We can be wrong sometimes. We make mistakes. Yeah. Don't blame yourself for that. Just say, I did something. I forgive myself for whatever I did. and I'm going to go back and get something that was mine. It's almost like I get my power back. You know, I'm getting something back that was mine.
Uh-huh.
And I am 100% convinced that you will get that back.
So, really? So that's where I belong? Yeah. That's where you feel I belong there? Because, you know, I had a place in New York that was waiting for me, but because of COVID, I couldn't go back. And I lost it.
For some reason, I don't see you in New York.
Me neither.
No.
Okay,
I don't see you in New York. I see you there. And I think I want you to knock at the doors, especially after the election, because that door will open for you again. And it's almost like you get back something that was yours, and this time you're not going to make the mistake of losing it. You know what I mean? Because you will be more aware, more appreciative of everything. So this time will work out.
Yeah, that's for sure. So it's in the same area in Los Angeles.
Pretty much, because it almost looks like you get, it almost looks like you're getting, and it's funny, it's near a park. Something with a park comes to my mind, a park. Or the street has a name, park in it, or it's closer to a park. But actually, I do believe that this is very similar of what you have. Very similar.
So look for strongly about this. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. From the moment you start talking about, the first thing that came in my head was, this is the reason of your call, and this is the kind of an answer that I want to give to you. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, Because
all my friends, everybody's moved on. They've all been married. Right. They all have partners.
Right.
And I'm sitting here without a partner, without a home.
Go back there. Go back. Just put your mind to work and say, I'm going to go back, and I know I'm going to get this, and I promise you'll get it. And listen, call back anytime. I'm here.
Okay.
Call anytime
you want. I'm going to do it. I'll let you know that I got it. Thanks so much.
Okay, beautiful, Denise.
Really,
I'm going to take a break, guys. And I'm going to go to Jane in Canada, then to Andrea from Chicago, then to Denise from LA, and Christina. Hold on the line yourself, my love.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back. And again, if you want to be part of my online course, go to carmenhara.com, subscribe to my mailing list, and you will receive a link to the seminar. And I promise you, you will learn so much from that seminar. And it's something that you will continue to listen over and over again because of the amount of information that you will be able to download and you will need in your life. So because I have a lot of you waiting, I'm going to try to make the discussion a little bit shorter. So concentrate on specific questions for me so I can speak with as many people as possible. I'm going to go to Jane from Canada. Hi, my lovely Jane. How are you, my dear?
Hi, Dr. Hara. I'm okay. How are you doing?
Hi, beautiful Jane. How can I help you, my dear? Thank you for patiently waiting for me.
Okay. Well, thanks for taking my call. I've been unemployed for several months now, and I want to know if you see me getting a full-time job before the end of the year.
Full-time job will be before the end of the year. Two different opportunities you will have to choose. One of the opportunities seems to be in a kind of a new type of business with a lot of younger folks. Like majority of the people working there are people relatively young, in their 30s, 40s. And the other one is more like an older company. So these offers might come one after each other. For one, I think you have to go to an interview, and I see an interview with the lady who's older. I think that's the more traditional company. I see you offering something, but you have to go through an interview, or you have to submit some papers. But definitely you're going to get not only one, you're going to get two offers, and it's completely up to you which one you will want to take. After being on hold and being in a situation of not knowing which one to choose, what to do about it, all of a sudden you have a choice, and I think a choice is the best way to go.
Okay.
So yes, you will have that. Sorry?
Will I be happy with the choice that I make?
I think you will be very happy. I really believe you'll be extremely happy. I think you will, first of all, you'll get excited that you get a place to work. You'll get excited to be, again, in the state of mind of being dynamic and active and doing things, you know, something that you always wanted to do. You don't want to be home doing nothing, you know. It's a bad feeling for you personally to be unemployed, you know. And
yeah,
I feel it has been for way too long. So that's definitely the state of mind that you will be in. So there's a lot of excitement about this new job. And I feel this new job opens doors to something else. I also feel like it pays pretty well. Suggestion is for you to call back in 2-3 weeks again, or the moment you receive any news. Let's put more energy into it. Anytime we speak about, anytime we project something, chances of making it happen are way stronger. So promise me, Jane, that you're going to call again. You know, even if you have to wait a little bit, I'm sorry for that. But I think it's good to call. And let's follow up and see where you are in 2-3 weeks from now. I expect something to actually happen in the next 2-3 weeks in terms of you having already some answer. I do see a big initial A, like in Apple or something with the starts with this name. Let's see if the name of a company or a person hiring you.
So
I want you to call me back, Jane, and let me know how are things going on for you. Okay, my love?
I will. Thank you so much, Dr.
I love you, my Jane. Thank you so much for calling me. Andrea from Chicago. How are you, my lovely Andrea?
Well, I can't think of anyone better to teach a love school than you, that's for sure.
You have to be part of this. You have to be part of this seminar,
yes.
My love. You have to be. Just all you need is, I need your email address, and you can say, you can put, if are you part of my mailing list? Then you will receive a link. Then you receive a link and you click on the link, and it takes you to the online course. So tell me, how's everything with you, my love?
Yes. So I have a situation here at the hotel. I think I mentioned that to you.
Right.
And I'm trying to get out of here, but now there's this obstacle that I'm seeing of, like, financial, and then what to do with my things to clean them. So it's not like, oh, I can just pick up and move. So then I'm like, am I supposed to stay in Chicago a little bit longer? and then I have to find some place to heal, you know, and I feel like I just want to like get up and go.
You can heal while you go. And I feel like Chicago hasn't been probably the place for you lately, you know, and I feel like, you know, when you want to turn your life around, like you said, move, just start a new, start life fresh from the beginning, from the scratch. I remember coming to America with $40 in my pocket, and that's all I had, $40, and landing in New York. And it's like the courage that you have to have sometimes to start fresh. I came from a communist regime under Ceausescu, coming to America, you know what I mean? And I was like, you know, not knowing anyone, nothing. And then look at how life starts to shape up and opens doors. So I refuse to believe. But if you stay in one place where nothing happens, if you stay in one place where you start to suffer, you know, the advice is breakthrough. Get out of there. Don't stay there anymore. It means the energy drags you down. So I want you to move. Move to New York.
So
move
if I,
anywhere. Get out of there. Yeah, and you will see immediately how things will turn around. Immediately.
Right.
Yeah.
So I could move. I could move while I'm sick, and I might be contagious. And I could go anywhere I want. And then, because like if I, the only reason I want to go to New York, to be honest with you, is I think there'll be more opportunities. But I also feel like, you know, there's this love interest, right? So I feel like, you know, I don't know.
Right.
So I don't want to go there and have it.
I know what you mean, and it's a difficult time to make a move right now under the circumstances of everything that's happening to you. But if you want a temporary move anywhere else, have you thought of moving to LA or to Florida or anywhere else? What else?
I have thought temporarily, you know, but then everything that becomes temporary becomes permanent most of the time, you know?
Not necessarily. No, not necessarily.
Yeah.
You're in transition. You should consider trying to be temporary somewhere. Don't settle yet anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You just go somewhere and see how it goes for a month, for two, for 3 weeks. See if you can open doors, if you meet people who will give you a helping hand. If because what do you need? Because you're brilliant, you're smart, you're educated, you're still a young woman, you have the life ahead. Go anywhere where you think that there's a door for work, for possibilities. So
yeah,
that's
I mean, the only place there would be a door for work would be New York, or
so
LA.
New York it is. Then New York it is. New York it is. And just don't think three times. Don't block yourself. Don't be scared. No fear of any kind. Just do it.
Close your eyes and do it.
You know.
The fear. Well, this is to say it. Maybe if I can say the fear, then it'll get over it because I haven't told anybody. But it's more like a financial fear because it is more expensive,
but
I haven't been even.
But what has been blocking you all this time was the fear of money. I know this in you for such a long time, you know?
Yeah.
Is the fear of money is that has been blocking you, you know?
Because
that's
to make money, I have to work. And to work, I've
to
had the health
money.
Issues.
Right.
Yeah.
You have
so I don't
to
feel
be able
healthy
to
enough
money.
To make the... Right, I don't
no,
feel
don't
healthy
say
enough
that.
To make
don't
it.
Say that. No, don't say that. Say, I'm going to heal myself. I'm going to get better and I'll be able to work. And I will embark on any kind of work, you know, any kind of work possible, even if I work from home, even if I work. And you know, people nowadays adjust to everything. And I want you to adjust to a new kind of thinking.
Oh, I always
new
work
kind
from
of
home.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
So
no, I don't have any problem
is,
with that.
So then it's not going to be a problem.
So is Greg going to give me a
the
job?
Energy. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Greg
going to
give me a job? Because
Greg
if, that,
is gonna
if he
give
does.
You a job. Yes.
Okay, well, then that'll make it a lot easier for me if he does.
Okay. All right, my lovely. I have to let you, Andrea, because I have so many people. I am to answer other people. I love you.
I love
and
you, too.
Call
Thank
anytime.
You.
I adore you.
I
send
adore
you all my love and all the blessing.
No,
I'm going to go to Denine in California. Hi, my beautiful friend. Haven't heard from you in a long time.
I know, Carmen, but I'm calling because I'm still trying to be optimistic about my love life and talking to lots of different men on online dating and none of them.
And?
It's such a weird space. I'm not meeting anyone.
Because you have a lot of karma that has never been healed. When you carry, you know, and that's why I will want you, I will send you somehow my course, because I want you to listen to how the unhealed karma from the past creates your biggest blockage for creating the relationship that you deserve. And I know your story, and I know you carry something that, in fact, you thought you finished, you're done with that, you resolve it, but deep inside at the subconscious level, that has never been ever healed completely or fully. So you keep on bringing people, but you're not 100% there. But you're not 100% there, not consciously, subconsciously you're not 100%, because of the overload that you carry, the luggage, the baggage that you carry with you without even realizing. So, but I tell you, there is a man who I think is 2 years younger than you, who's brownish hair, who has a big smile. I see a man who actually is very attractive, not very tall, taller than you, but he's not an extremely tall guy. He has, there's something about him. He's so kind, he's so nice, unusually lovely for a man. Men are usually more tougher. But this is a kind, loving man. And this man I see you with, this man was married. I think he has a daughter or two, I'm not sure. You know, from a previous marriage, he's been divorced for 5 years. And I see you meeting this man. And with this man, I see you finally breaking through all these past memories and everything because of the level of love and caring that this man brings in your life. So it's definitely going to work. I have no doubt about it. So promise me that you let me know about this, and promise me you're going to call back on the show. And you need to listen to the course, because you'll understand more in depth what I'm explaining to you. And work on that in order to bring this man in. There are other people that you will meet, but I most likely feel this will be the guy for you.
Okay, so can you tell me more? Like, do I know him?
No, you don't know him. This is somebody new.
How do I meet him?
I see him driving some kind of unusual car. It can be the online, but I do see you meeting him in person. I think it's going to be a deja vu, a click from the beginning. I think this is probably the first person in a long, long time that you will feel you can, you feel the chemistry, you feel the attraction, you feel his heart, you feel this can be, you know, a real relationship. And will translate very quickly into something good and something serious. So I really want you to look into this. And keep me posted then. He's somewhere in your area. This man is not in a different town. This man is not far away from you, believe it or not. He's right around there. You know, he's there, and you will connect with him. And you're supposed to connect with this man somewhere around Thanksgiving, somewhere around the holidays. And I want you to keep me posted, because that's why I'm doing the show. For you and people like you to call in and update me on the progress, on the things that they want to see fulfilling in their life. And this, you are such a beautiful human being, and you will have this, and you will feel more love than ever. So I'm very confident that this is going to work for you better than you imagine.
Okay,
my lovely, I love you, Denise. Please put your email address, you know, so I can send you the link to the course.
Okay.
I'm gonna, hi Christina from Romania, I lost you my angel, but hi Valerie from Canada, hopefully we can speak a little bit. How are you, my love?
Hi, fine, how are you, Carmen?
I love you, Valerie.
Hi.
So what is the question? I don't have a long time, so I'm trying to answer.
Yeah, relationship, do you see that by December or the first part of the year?
Anything between December 18 to January 29, so something in that period of time. And I really think that this is going to be a major change in your life for many years ahead. And I'm actually very excited. You know, I'm tuning into this and I'm getting very excited, because I think this is really going to be good for you. You just have to embrace it. You just have to be already happy. I want you to feel that joy, that excitement coming to you, you know? And so just allow it to happen. Don't block it. Don't block it, you know?
I won't. Will this one be the one?
Yes, this is it. This is it for you. This is it for you, my love.
Oh, beautiful, Carmen. I'm glad to hear that. I'll keep it.
Valerie, please be part of my online course, because the course is also for you. And Lauren from California, I love you, Lauren. Unfortunately, it's the end of my show, but if you want to call me next week, I think I have a message from you. So I'm sorry, Lauren. I love you. And for everybody listening, I'm Carmen Hara. Please go to carmenhara.com and put your email address so you will receive a link to my online course. And I'm sending you all my love, and I hope I'll be with you next week, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Om Time Radio. Be safe and stay healthy and happy, and let's create a better future for all of us. God bless you.